SRN News, I'm John Scott. New York City Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says Altoona, Pennsylvania police arrested 26-year-old Luigi Mangione on firearms charges. This man is a suspect in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
To be our person of interest in the brazen targeted murder of Brian Thompson, CEO of UnitedHealthcare, last Wednesday in Midtown Manhattan.
Thompson died in a dawn ambush Wednesday as he walked to the company's annual investor conference from his hotel in the company's annual investor conference. Police Commissioner Tisch said Mangione was taken into custody after police got a tip he had been spotted at a McDonald's in Pennsylvania. Police found a three-page document with writing suggesting that Mangione had ill will toward corporate America. Also at SRNNews.com, a New York City jury clearing a former Marine of criminal charges in a subway chokehold case.
26-year-old Daniel Penny, the military veteran who used a chokehold on a disruptive subway rider, has been found not guilty of a reduced charge of criminally negligent homicide. A more serious manslaughter count was dismissed Friday because the jury had deadlocked. Both charges would have carried the likelihood of prison time. Neely was black, Penny is white, and the case amplified some of the divisions in the U.S., including race, mental illness, and homelessness. I'm Jackie Quinn.
TikTok has asked a federal appeals court to bar the Biden administration from enforcing a law that could lead to a ban on the platform until the Supreme Court reviews the case. If the law is not overturned, both TikTok and its parent company, ByteDance, have said that the popular app will shut down by mid-January. This is SRN News. Transgender activist sees a bathroom on Capitol Hill. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
It happened last week in the Cannon House office building. Nearly a score of protesters conducted a sit-in inside a women's restroom to protest plans to keep men out. The next Congress will include Delaware Democrat Sarah McBride, who is a man living as a woman. And House Speaker Mike Johnson says neither McBride nor any other man will be allowed to use women's bathrooms or locker rooms on the Hill. The protesters were arrested by police. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Crystal Palace captain Mark Guy will face no formal action from the English Soccer Association, despite defying its rules for a second time by writing a religious message on his uniform during a Premier League game. Guy, who is a Christian, wrote, "I love Jesus," on a rainbow armband that the league is forcing players to wear in honor of LGBT pride. This is SRN News. A man has been sentenced to 22 years in prison for kidnapping a woman from Michael Bloomberg's Colorado ranch.
Joseph Beecher was convicted by a jury in August on kidnapping, carjacking, and firearm charges. Authorities allege that after losing his job in 2022, Beecher sought to kill the former New York City mayor. But Beecher didn't find Bloomberg at home and instead kidnapped a housekeeper at the ranch. Police found the two early the next day in Wyoming and rescued the woman unharmed. Jason Walker reporting.
A nuclear submarine, USS Arkansas, has been christened Carlotta Walls Lanier. One of the nine black students who desegregated Little Rock Central High School in 1957 on Saturday christened the hull of the Virginia-class submarine at Newport News Shipbuilding in Virginia. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.